Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Carrie Kasem is with us. Always nice to see you.
Good to see you too, Tim.
Yes. Yeah. And I learned something about Miss Kasem before the show that I didn't know.
Yeah.
But also that I've noticed over the last year that you're like a much more mellow person, much more successful business-wise. And you credit an organization with turning your life around. Is that correct?
I'm not going to say with turning my life and like everything. No, it's I took some classes at this place, and it really like totally
UCLA
helped me.
UCLA Extension?
Yeah.
USC?
Totally.
Northridge?
Yeah.
CSUN?
Everywhere.
Cal State Long
Beach? It helped me immensely with my learning disability and the fact that I, you know, couldn't take on a lot of responsibility because it would make me kind of go crazy. And yeah, I took some
Santa
courses.
Monica College?
Yeah.
No, where'd you go?
No, I went to, I want to like preface this because we're going to get all these crazy calls, but I want to say that I've always dabbled in everything. Anything that like any self-help, anything help. Like I would read all these books. I mean, I went to Kabbalah.
You went to Kabbalah?
Yeah, I went to the Kabbalah Center.
Did that help you?
It was interesting. It was very cool. Very, very interesting. I did, you know, the
secret. How long did you do that for?
Not very long. I took some classes with a girlfriend of mine who was in Kabbalah, and it was very interesting.
Did Madonna get you into it?
No. Yeah. No.
Was it pre-Madonna Kabbalah?
No. It was a few. Yeah, it was a while ago.
Right.
I'd say 6-7 years ago.
Oh, way before Madonna.
I don't know. I think that's maybe when she started getting into it, but it was a while ago. And I actually went to Temple, too, with some friends of mine who were Jewish. So I studied all these different religions, and I was like, anything, I'm
would you land on
myself.
Catholicism?
No. I actually started taking some classes at the Scientology Center.
Is that right?
Absolutely. And what's so funny is I have so many friends who are Scientologists, and I'm like, why are you so happy? Why are you so successful? What's going on? He's like, you know, a couple of my friends are like, well, you know, why don't you try taking a couple courses here? And
were you hesitant?
Yeah, at first I didn't want to go anywhere near it. I'm like, yeah, you know, it's cool. I'm cool with anybody for anybody's religion. I'm up for anything. But I'm like, wait, I've tried, you know, I mean, literally, I went to Temple. I went to Kabbal.
That's pretty good, Gina, huh?
What are you, a cantor or a rabbi?
I know. I'm serious. I studied everything and I wanted to know about it. And I was so with Scientology. I was like, what is it? Because nobody ever knows what it is.
Right.
It's like, what is this? And you hear about the aliens, you hear this. And I'm like, I'm just going to go in. I just walked in. I'm like, what is this?
Where'd you take them? Where is the
class? There's a place called Celebrity Center. It's just, I mean, there's missions. There's everywhere. They're everywhere. But you can go in and take a class on anything. So let's say you're having issues in a relationship or you're having issues. Mine was a study issue.
Right.
And they said they had a class to help you, like if you have dyslexia, if you have ADD, whatever, to help you relearn how to study.
It's a normal class?
Just a class, yeah.
Is there a dress code?
No.
No?
No, you just go in, you buy the books.
And how long was the class? All day? One day? 5 days?
It's however long it takes. It's not a teacher standing up in front of you. You actually get your own study material, your own books, and you sit, it's in a class, but if you need help, there's somebody there to help you. And so if you have questions, they'll sit like one-on-one and help you out.
That's a great gig for that teacher.
Just
sit there and smoke cigarettes and let the kids read.
I mean, I'm telling you something. It changed my entire thought process about learning because I hated school and I hated learning and I couldn't learn regularly and I couldn't learn fast. And the way when it's I took this class, there were two of them, learning how to learn, and the other one was the basic study course, and it just retaught me how to read something and take it in, and how to look at something and study it differently.
You did learning how to learn.
Well, no, it was basic study manual and learning how to learn, both.
Learning how to learn.
Yeah.
And did you learned how to learn?
It was, you know, this is the problem. When you have dyslexia or you have something where you, let's say, and most people have this, when you are reading something, let's say you're reading a book and all of a sudden, you've passed two or three pages. You read every word, but you have no idea what it said. Happen to you?
That's me.
Yeah. Okay. It happens to a lot of people. Right.
Because I read a book, and like on the third page, I'm like, who's this guy Tom Sawyer they're talking about? I got to go back and find out who that guy is.
Well, most people, especially like back when studying was, you'd read with a dictionary and you'd want to understand words. A lot of people don't do that anymore.
Right.
So what happens is you've gone past a misunderstood word, and a lot of times people's brains just turn right off. So I'm talking to you, and all of a sudden I'm sorry. You have no idea what I just said. You'd passed a misunderstood word, something you didn't understand, so your brain just shuts off.
Ah.
It just goes off. So I now read with a dictionary, and I get it, and it's unbelievable. Some people don't even know like little words and if of, and even the bigger words too, that you think you may know, but you don't, and you just, your brain kind of shuts off. So that's one of the things I've learned. People know. Sometimes people don't know what the little, like, you know.
They should be in a different class.
No, I'm just saying, you have to look up everything.
In nursery school.
Anyway, it helped me immensely. Really, it was unbelievable. Really helped me.
So. I know that Scientology takes a lot of heat on a lot of radio stations, a lot of television, a lot of print media. But are there people out there, and obviously there are because it's still around, who Scientology has changed their life, you know, has turned their life around? And I'm not going to say it's turned yours around because you had a lot of stuff going on.
I was pretty successful before I got into, you know, taking the courses of it.
But since you've gone through Scientology, now you have an agent.
It's unbelievable. I couldn't write. Like, sometimes my thoughts, I couldn't put them down. It was very weird. I would think of things and have these great creative ideas and then wouldn't be able to translate them into paper. I've been writing the last 2 years.
And what do you write now? You write scripts?
Yeah. Script shows. Come up with reality, and I just have to write treatments. I'm now writing for a magazine.
Wow.
I have my own article in a magazine.
Is that
a
magazine?
It's called Alo Hayeti, and I write about motorcycles, airplanes, and cars.
Jeez.
And so I'm telling you, I never, writing scared the hell out of me. Now I want to do a book, but writing scared me so much because I felt like I was stupid. I felt like I couldn't translate my thoughts into writing. I'm like, I'm not a writer. I can't do it. Now I'm writing like crazy, and it was all, I'm telling you, that is because of the course I took there.
Right. Now, are you going to continue with Scientology?
Yeah. You know, it's good stuff. I mean, if there's an issue you have, a relationship or a communication issue, whatever, there's courses on everything. So let's say I come up against something that I'm not, you know, understanding.
It's expensive to do?
It's $80.
$80, that's it?
Yeah.
And how long is the course?
It's however long it takes you to get through it.
So it could take you a year?
I guess. It didn't take me that long.
Do they ask anything else of you?
No. You want to take another class?
That's it?
Yeah.
But how do you become like in Scientology? How do you become like a Tom Cruise type?
I mean, I guess you're taking all of
you
the
courses.
Take
a lot more
classes. You're reading all of the books. You know.
And what's the highest level in Scientology?
I mean, you can continue to study it forever.
Is there something called CLEAR?
Well, there's CLEAR. There's the OT levels. I mean, whatever you want to call it. It's like Kabbalah too. You go through the different things as well. But
what is CLEAR?
That's just, you know what you. I'm not gonna say it because I don't know exactly. Just look it up. Yeah. I'm there for the courses, the classes. It's great.
It's helping you out.
It's awesome.
How often do you go?
I haven't gone in months and months and months, but it's it's great. And I've never met anybody who is weird or alien or that, where they like try and ask you, you know, things that are, you know, about yourself. And then it's none of
my wife's going to go tomorrow because anything you talk about on the air, she does.
I know
with that candida and the yeast, she's all over that.
I'll tell you one thing that totally impressed me about Scientology that no other religion did, and I've studied so many religions, is the minute you walk in, they say, we accept all religions. There's not, you can be any religion and take a course here. You can be any religion. We did not at all. Like,
they don't discriminate?
Not at all.
On race or color?
No,
or
and I have a few Jewish friends that are Jewish, still go to temple, they're Jewish, and they call themselves Scientologies. Because they're Jewish,
that's right? The
religion, but they study Scientology because all the courses can help in all areas of your life. So,
look at Randy just wrote on the screen. He goes, they accept Jews? Damn, I thought there's one place I could get away from them. Randy, please! It's Los Angeles. Stop being so crazy with it. All right, Scientology, the positive aspect, everyone knows the negative aspects of it. I mean, we've heard it, you know, time and time again. But are there a lot of people out there who have been helped by Scientology? And Carrie Kasem is one of them. She's sitting right here, living proof. Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. I had a friend of mine who was, she's probably about 48, 49. She's been a friend of mine for, I don't know, maybe 12 years, 13 years.
Yeah.
And I don't see her that often, but we email occasionally and see her for lunch once in a while. But I knew her for 8 years before she even told me she was a Scientologist. I mean, she's like a radical Scientologist. I never knew.
Into it,
hardcore,
yeah.
Totally into it. I never knew. She never talked about it. She never preached it. She never, you know, tried to get me to join or anything. And it sort of slipped out that she was.
How did you? How'd you find out?
Well, she was talking on the cell phone, and I overheard her mention something about Scientology. I'm like, hey, what were you talking about Scientology? He goes, oh, I've been in it for the last, like, 8, 9 years. It's like, I didn't know that. All right, let's talk to about Travis. Travis, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing, little buddy?
Pretty good. How you doing?
All right. Did you go through Scientology?
No, I hate that religion. One time, as a joke, me and my friend went to go to one of their offices to see what they were like because everyone was making fun of them, you know?
Right.
And they sat us down, and we watched a video and about the guy who, like, made it up, I guess. The guy who wrote all those books. Yeah, exactly. And one of the first things he said was that the mentally disabled and, like, the physically impaired, like, already failed in life and that they're not going to heaven.
Okay, that's so not true. Hold on a second.
Wait a minute, Travis, did you take that personally?
Yeah.
Okay. All right,
well, not
ahead.
Personally, but like that's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
That's, you know what?
That's exactly like Nazism.
So not true. I don't know. I saw
the
video,
too. And
that
is true because
wait, did handicapped people had already failed in life?
Yeah, those were his exact words.
All right, now, Carrie, you have not seen this video.
Oh, no, I saw you watch a video. They explain it to you. That was not said. So I don't. This
yes,
guy's out
was.
Of his mind.
All right, Travis.
You guys are retarded.
Okay. Oh, see, now, then he throws
so you're lumping Carrie. How about that guy? He's so up in arms that Scientology may have had a videotape out of there saying, if you're handicapped, you've already, failed. And then he called you retarded.
Yeah.
Oh, Bumbo.
So weird.
All right. Maybe he wasn't the perfect spokesperson for Scientology.
I've never seen anything like that, so maybe it's a new video they
have.
All right,
let me talk to you about these classes. All right, so you go to the Scientologist Center. You go to the Celebrity Center.
You're a celebrity, right? Well, but anybody goes. You can go to, I've never been to a bunch of them, but I went to one in Glendale. It's a small little, like, you can take a course there. It's like a classroom, big classroom.
But do you have to be a celebrity to go to the Celebrity Center?
No.
But you, you are. I mean, you know, you're out there.
I don't consider myself a celebrity. It's great that you do. I mean, and when people always, like, once in a while get recognized, and it blows my mind. I go, what? What? I never think of myself like that. So it's cool.
Right. Now, do you consider yourself, like, if I compare you to other actresses, will you tell me whether you think you're a bigger celebrity or smaller celebrity?
That could be dangerous. That could be really bad. So, no.
All right, I won't do that.
I'm not going to.
All right. It's like the David in Los Angeles show, 97.1.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, man. I'm glad to hear you got this topic on.
Yeah.
Different for a change.
What's going on with you?
Hey, not much. So, you wanted to hear about something positive that happened through Scientology?
Yeah, might as well. We already heard the negative side.
All right, cool. Well, I've been doing it for a couple of years, and I knew a lot of people who were Scientologists, some friends of mine, but I didn't really have any, like, interest in it myself. But then my wife, I got hooked up with my wife, and she was a Scientologist.
Did you know that going in?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right. I had lots of friends who were, and I didn't have any issue with it or whatever. I heard a bunch of the bad stuff, too. But from all the people that I knew, I was like, well, the nonsense that I'm hearing doesn't seem to add up with these people that I know. So right. I just kind of stopped listening to it. But then what happened after a year of being married, my marriage started to fall apart. And we just were not really good at being married at all. So, a friend suggested that we do the Scientology marriage counseling. So I was like,
what did they say to you in marriage counseling?
Well, I'm going to tell you what it is. It's really cool.
Oh, great. Well, I'll listen.
Yeah. So it's really different. At first, it was like, oh, I don't know, marriage counseling. I don't, have listen, sit there and complain and bitch about each other and say she did this and, he did that. So they take a really different approach. In Scientology, the most important thing is taking responsibility for yourself. So the whole part of the marriage counseling is just like saying out loud all the things that you did wrong to the other person and things that you didn't tell them. And then it goes back and forth. So you just keep taking responsibility for the things that you did. And more, like magic, you get less and less upset about what the other person did to you.
So yeah, so everyone's completely honest. It's like a safe, warm nest.
Yeah, but
yeah, and then when you walk out of there, there's a guy on Hollywood Boulevard that you go immediately to and get divorced.
No,
but that's like anything, though. You should be, you know what I mean? And honesty is the best policy. And
honesty is the best policy.
I didn't do any kind of marriage counseling or anything, but I'm telling you, it's true. If you have all these little lies in between your relationships, and this is anywhere, Scientology or whatever, if you have constant lies and you're lying or you're hiding stuff from your spouse, that's going to, unfortunately, it's going to be the undoing of you. And people don't think that.
But that's with everybody. I mean, if you are on a professional.
It is, well, that's the whole thing. Yeah, it is with everybody, but that's where it's different. So instead of going, hey, that's just with everyone. Life sucks. And that's why everyone gets divorced.
Yeah, but
really
listen to me.
Handle it.
All right, listen
to
me.
If it works for him, it works for him. Hey,
all right, listen
whatever
to me.
Works for you is good.
All right, listen to me, you clowns. when you're completely honest with somebody, I think those are the relationships that go in the toilet.
Never. No way. Trust me.
Tim, you're so wrong
on this one. You're so wrong on
Carrie,
this one.
If you went back to your boyfriend or whoever, I don't know who you're seeing nowadays. Yeah. You're all over the joint. But if you went back and you told him everything about your life.
Yeah.
And you told him everything about, you know, about all of your behavior, all of your craziness, the pig in Las Vegas that you had for a while, the thoughts that you have about him, the thoughts you have about sex, everything, he'd say, get the hell out of here.
Absolutely not.
It's
lies. You don't want to lie to the person you're with. That's
fun in life, to try to figure out who the F is lying to you.
If everyone's real honest with everybody. Kidding.
Then everybody would hate each other.
You know what? You just got to be moral and ethical. That's it. Just be moral
then that's
and ethical
fine.
Throughout your whole life. In your relationship, in anything.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
All right, so David, how did it save your marriage?
Well, just by that, by doing the marriage counseling, just being really honest, you know, because you start hating each other. Like, she did this to me, she did that to me, and he did that, he lied about that. So once you start taking responsibility for all the stuff you did, you just, you know, you stop caring about what they did because you see, you know, you really get a good look at it and say it is really two-way street.
Well, I think you're onto something there. As long as you're responsible for your own life and your own happiness.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, what I can't stand is people who blame their husband or their wife or their kids for, you know, their misery.
Right.
You know, like my mom used to do that all the time. My mom used to say, you know, I can't stand any of you kids. I mean, she had six kids. And she used to occasionally say, I don't know why I had any of you. I can't stand any of you kids. I mean, she would say that to us. And that was honest. Is that the kind of honesty that she should have kept to herself?
It was honest, but it's not honest. She thinks it's honest, but it's not the real reason. It was totally honest.
Trust me.
No, there's another reason behind that. When moms don't say that, there's an anger behind that.
All right.
I wish
Scientology would have grabbed her. Hey, David, hold on a second. We're going to give you a Motorola hands-free device for your Bluetooth-enabled cell phone.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Thanks,
so you and your wife can bring that into counseling and fight over it.
Okay.
Beginning July 1st, you'll get a ticket for yapping on the cell phone. Do you know that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Go to Motorola.com/handsfree for more information. How long did you go to marriage counseling?
It wasn't that long. It was just really a couple of weeks. And now it's, you know, we've been married 3 years now. And everything's
good
great.
For you.
All right.
You know,
man.
Whatever it takes. And you did it. You know, you made a step to change something, whether it was Scientology or whatever it is. You made a step to change it and make it right. Good for you.
Thanks.
All right. Hold on one sec, dude. We'll send you that thing.
You guys are retarded.
All right. Please. Randy. Don't interrupt the show.
Randy.
What did you say? I didn't even hear what
can't
you said.
Believe.
You guys are retarded.
Randy.
All right, let's talk to somebody else here. Let's talk to, how about Rick in West Hollywood? You're on 97.1.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Hi,
all
Rick.
Right.
You know, I admittedly had just put on the radio after dropping my wife off at the airport, and I have no idea what the show is, but I heard the topic of Scientology come on, and I have a little interest being a psychologist, and I kind of know that Scientology and psychiatry/psychology are kind of at odds.
Hey, how long is your wife gone for?
Enough time for me to get laid constantly.
Oh, that's so great.
Man.
Why are you calling us? You should be at the airport strip bar right now.
Is there an airport strip club?
Burbank,
yeah, you tell me what street you're on. I'll get you the closest one.
No, I need to go home and get some sleep. anyhow... I don't mean to sound condescending or demeaning, but based on what I know, and admittedly I'm a little bit ignorant when it comes to Scientology, but
The founder of Scientology is a known, like, psychotically delusional man. I find it kind of suspect that anybody would...
I love that you said that. That is so funny. Psychotically delusional man, and it's known?
If you read a biography about him, he was a liar.
Wow. You know, I think
I would have enjoyed him then.
That's just really weird. I know he's written a lot of books, a lot of science fiction books, and I know he's made up a lot of stuff, but I've never heard that. I guess that's kind of odd that you would just say you know that as a fact. Can you tell me where I can find that?
Well, there are a lot of biographies written about L. Ron Hubbard and his knife.
I'm just saying, I just got into it. I loved it. It helped me out, like, immensely. I mean, really did. I can't even tell you how much it's helped me with my career and my writing. But if you could tell me where that is so I could find out who said it's a fact that he's psychotically delusional. I want to know.
Well, I
want to read this.
All right. Calm down, baby. Let's say he is psychotically delusional, okay?
Yeah.
But if it helps somebody like Carrie Casema, what is the difference?
Well, I mean, how much proof is there that Scientology is actually kind of helping people make long-term gains in their lives? I mean, you have a guy who just comes on and said, "Yeah, I went to Scientology marriage counseling, and I went for 2 weeks." And
but that guy didn't sound like he didn't sound like he was lying.
I'm really skeptical of a religion that's kind of often compared to a cult,
right,
that tries at their core to get members any way possible, which to me is
nobody
kind of...
tried to get me. I walked right in myself. No, Rick, I'm not being like rude or anything. I just want to know the article, but it really, like, let me tell you something. What it did for me is I couldn't, like, I had a hard time reading things, and I had a hard time taking in anything that was written word, because I would blank out. I'd have ADD. People said, they put me, a doctor once put me on Ritalin. They said, "You had this." It made me so sick. I was so upset, and I never thought I could write. And since I took this class, my entire life changed. I seriously am now a writer for a magazine, and I've been picked up as a producer at William Morris. So now I'm writing all these things. So to me,
so that's a positive.
Like
thing.
It was huge for me. It changed my life in that way. And so if it worked for me, why is it, who cares who made it up? It worked for me, and it works for other people. It doesn't mean it's going to work for everybody, right?
Well, that's a very small, my understanding is that would be a very small component of what Scientology is and is all about. And what's the bigger picture here? I mean, what is Scientology attempting to do?
I don't know, Rick, but it helped me out.
I think
out.
They want to bring a football team to LA.
Yeah, it really helped me out. Have you ever read any books about it?
No, as I said before in the phone call, I'm ignorant when it comes to Scientology, but my brother, who's really well-read, it's easy to find a lot of bash books out there about Scientology and L. Ron Hubbard, and I know that somewhat recently somebody wrote a fairly popular book just about his life and kind of referring to a lot of just the very odd lies that he told and ideas, which were fairly delusional.
Can you tell me just with some of the lies and just where I can find that article where you said he was where it's been proven that he was a psychotic delusional?
I don't know specifically, but if you look at it,
we'll call us back when you know.
It's so weird. He kept stating things as fact and then couldn't back it up.
You guys are retarded.
All right.
Thanks. So
all
weird.
Right, gang. 520-9710. Is Scientology helping you out, everybody? We've heard the negative side, although the negative side seems to keep rolling in.
No, there's some good stuff.
What about the positive side? Is Carrie Casem the only person in the
was
world?
Helped. No, sometimes
David with his marriage.
Yeah, there you go.
520-9710, 888-520-9710. Carrie Casem's life has turned around. She was suicidal, living on the streets.
Don't say that. People are going to believe you. They're going to believe you. It's so not
true.
She's
totally suicidal, living
so
on the streets.
So not true.
And
I love my life.
Hadn't bathed in weeks.
That's true.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Carrie Casem's with us. And we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Soul. There's a raging fire in the sky tonight. I wanna ride.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Carrie Kasem is with us. She went through Scientology, and it has improved your life.
It did.
You know, what percentage?
The courses that I took, I mean, it's just helped me all around. I'm working. I was successful before. I chose to walk in, take a couple courses on with my learning disability. It changed me. So now I'm able to be successful in other fields I never ever thought I could, and I feel less dumb, you know, because I would read something and not get it, and now I'm writing, and now I'm selling my stuff, and I'm writing for magazines.
What kind of scripts are you writing?
Well, mostly right now I'm just literally writing treatments for reality shows, and I'm writing for a magazine on, you know, it's the motorcycle,
right.
Motorcycle and,
good for
and
you.
Planes.
Getting out
and,
there.
I mean, I'm being published. It's awesome.
Jesus.
I can't believe it. I never in my life, the one thing I was so afraid of was writing, and now I'm going to start a book, but was writing. And now, because I went through this course and learned how to...
And you don't think you would have been there without this course?
When you have like a dyslexia, when you have ADD, when you can't understand why you can't read like other people, and you take it and you learn how to relearn so your brain can take it in like other people, you can take it fast and you can understand what you're reading. It was amazing. No way.
All right, let's talk to Jeannie here in Santa Monica. You're on 97.1. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. What's up with you?
Well, I've been doing Scientology for the last 7 years, and yeah, it has helped, I think, just about every area of my life. Like, the person I was back then and the person I am now, completely different. I'm pretty much genuinely just happy. I'm just happy.
And what happened? What were you depressed about before?
Oh, you know, it would be my career wasn't working out or personal relationships were always going wrong for me. Like, I seem to keep dating the same kind of guy over and over again.
What kind of
guy? You know, a mean guy that would put me down. And for some reason, I thought that's what I was, you know, that's what I would be naturally attracted to.
Yes. And what are you attracted to now? Who are you going out with now?
I am married to a wonderful, nice guy who treats me well, and we are honest with each other, and we have fun all the time, and it's not like we never have a problem, but we work it through, and nothing builds up. You don't have this animosity building up. You don't get bored. It's
right.
It's night and day.
And you're honest with each
pussy.
Other, huh? You're
absolutely
honest with each other. See?
Day one, we were honest with each other.
It works.
All right. I think
not always pretty, because you're not a, you know, you don't always do the right thing, but...
I think we have your husband on the other line. Let's...
You're a pussy.
Oh, Tommy, please.
Exactly.
She's a whore!
Tommy, please. All right, so you've been going for how long?
7 years.
7 years.
Yeah.
Wow, look at you. All right, and have they tried to get you into the organization or get money from you, anything negative?
There has never been one, and I was wary in the beginning because I had heard everything too, and so I was looking out for it. I'm like, okay, I'm worried, and I'm on attention for it. And there's never even been one thing. I mean, I laugh when I hear what people
That's
say all the
too.
Time.
That's me too. Because I was so interested. I wanted to know what Scientology was. I'm like, what is this? Why are people so afraid of it? Why is there so much negative energy to it? I walk in. I've taken these classes. They've made my life better. I've never seen an alien. I've never had anybody, you know, threaten me or ask me for money, or I don't get it, and I'm still waiting for it. And I've taken courses now over the last 2 years, and it's just been nothing but making my life better.
Uh-huh.
So. But you know, that doesn't make a very good news story at the end of the day. I mean, that's thing.
People are afraid of what they don't know. It's like, pick up a book, figure it out. You know, I did that with all religions that I've studied. I've just gone in, picked up a book, gone into the church. You know, I dated a Mormon. I went to the ward with him. Like, I went and I understood what Mormonism. I picked up the Book of Mormon. I read it.
Yeah.
You know, I went into, you know, I went into Judaism, and not only just the temple, I started studying Kabbalah. I went in and I understood. I wanted to understand. So I'm like, well, okay, Scientology, let's check this out. And it's just so weird how people are so afraid. They like the one we just had a psychologist on.
I know. I like, what you said to him. Like,
I'm like, well, show me
that?
It. I mean, I'd want to know. I'd want to see that if there was some proof that he's a delusional psychotic. Okay, show me it. He has no idea. And then he starts to say all these facts about it, and then he's like, I've never picked up a book. Well,
that's what you get so much of the time.
That's so weird to me.
Exactly. Everyone asserting themselves as an expert about it, and then you question, well, have you ever met a Scientologist? Have you ever read a book?
And if it makes you happy, it makes you happy. If it works for you, it works for you. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Who cares? You know, whatever works for somebody and makes somebody a happier person, I'm all for it.
Yeah, like cocaine.
Right, exactly. That's why I do lines at night, and I study, you know, Scientology.
If it makes you happy smoking weed, smoke weed.
There you go.
Anything to make you happy. All right, Jeannie, you're the best, baby. Thanks for calling.
All right, thanks.
All right, there she goes. anything you got to do in life to take the edge off, make yourself happy. Right. If it's Scientology, if it's weed, I don't know what you do. Whatever you do, I'm not going to judge you. All right, let's talk to Mike in Santa Monica, and let's see what this young man has to say. Mike, you're on 97.1 Free FM with Tim Conway Jr. and Kerry Kasem. How are you?
How you guys doing? First of all, you are retarded. And I mean that, there's a lot of love in that, just so you know.
I've never taken that as an insult.
I wanted to take your call because you said, I'm just reading something about monks, and I keep hearing a story having to do with monks and Scientology, and I really wanted to understand what that was.
Well, it's pretty fascinating. I mean, I don't know if you guys have heard of, there's a volunteer minister program in Scientology where basically you learn techniques how to get people through emotional trauma and physical trauma after an emergency situation. Like, they had people down in the World Trade Center, and they were recognized by Bush at the time and Hurricane Katrina. We actually went down there, about 30 of us, after that tsunami. We went down to Sri Lanka, and you know, that place was insane. It looked like it was a war zone. We got there, dead bodies floating in the water. It was just something that couldn't have been prepared for, right? But taking some Scientology classes, you get pretty well versed in how to kind of be calm in an environment, even as one's upsetting as that. Anyways, we did these things called assists, which basically help a person get in communication with his body and just realize that, you know, it was interesting that Carrie said she studied Eastern philosophy because, you know, that whole mind-body-spirit thing where there is a connection that the spirit can control the mind, control the body. You know, it's not just native to one religion. It seems to come as a theme under a lot of religions. So when we got there, I don't know if you guys know about Sri Lanka, but it's mostly a Buddhist country. And when these tsunami waves hit, the people went right to the Buddhist temples for refuge. That's what they knew. And these poor Buddhist monks didn't have the technology to actually help these guys other than, you know, basic first aid.
Yeah, $50 on the Dodgers.
What's that?
He's betting on the Dodgers.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking to my bookie off the I'm sorry. I should have done that. I should have done
that. I could talk forever. But anyways, we actually worked with the Buddhist monks and taught them the assist procedures, and they went down in the native language and did the assist on the people on the beach. That's and we'd see people right in front of our eyes that were in despair and sorrow and just were numb, like they couldn't believe the tsunami even happened. And after working with them for a few hours with these Buddhist monks doing the Scientology assist techniques, these guys were
Hold on one sec. So the Buddhist monks are using the same techniques as the Scientologists.
Yeah, we actually taught them. We gave them seminars on how to use that, and it didn't conflict with any beliefs they had.
But
were they open to it?
Yeah.
They were extremely open to it. Yeah. That was fascinating to us because they didn't see a big disparity between the assist that we were teaching them and the religion. It was based on the same concept that you're a spiritual being and that there's something you can do about it.
Good for the monks.
Oh,
no,
cool.
It was amazing. I'm sorry, Kerry, what were you saying?
No, I just heard the story about how monks said that they can achieve enlightenment. It could take, like, lifetimes or it can take, you know, a full lifetime. And that monks, you know, that used Scientology could achieve, now I have no idea, but this is what I heard, enlightenment within years instead of lifetimes. Am I wrong on that one?
No, you're absolutely right.
That's what I keep hearing, that monks study Scientology and become enlightened faster.
No, you're absolutely right. It was like one of the, you know, Gaudiya Buddha and all the guys that basically sat under a Bodhi tree for 20 years and tried to get certain places. They just were missing some of the pieces there. Mm-hmm. So when we actually brought some of the Scientology books over to give to the Buddhist monks, they were fascinated, and they actually asked for seminars. I think guys have been back since then and done seminars to them and taught them some of the teachings on it. They were fascinated.
Well, I'm glad it worked out for you, dude.
That was great. It was great. Love your show, by the way.
Thanks,
and you're not that retarded.
Oh, well, please. Hey, hold on one sec. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to see the Dropkick Murphys and the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. Look at that. At the Pacific Amphitheater on July 20th. Tickets include admission to the OC Fair. Go to ocfair.com for all the details.
You guys are retarded.
I can't believe that the Orange County Fair is already back.
It's back?
Yeah,
the Orange County Fair?
It's opening soon, I guess. I don't know.
It's so crazy how fast life goes by.
Yes.
It really is.
Let's talk to Elisa in Sherman Oaks. You're on 97.1.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi,
Lisa.
Yeah, hello. You know, Kerry, I co-sign on everything you say usually with the yeast and the candida and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But the Scientology, they're crazy.
Uh-oh.
I was in New York. I lived in New York, and I went there to study. Just like you, I walked in. I thought it was really fabulous. The classes are actually great, but the people are out of their minds. I was stalked when I didn't show up at my class.
What?
They assigned people to me to make sure that I was going, and when I stopped going and stopped talking to them, they would call me incessantly. They try to get me to find more.
Could that be just like those couple of people? Because it's so, and I believe you. No, I totally believe you. But because where I go, I literally don't go in for months, and nobody calls me. I go and take a class when I want to take a class, and I don't get stalked. Like, and I maybe it's, do you think it could be like in all different religions, Christianity, Judaism, there are some people can be weird.
Hey, Lisa, are you pretty hot?
Yeah, maybe you're hot.
Yeah, I am, but I don't think that had anything to do with it.
So is it a guy calling you all the time? Like, hey, baby, come back to my classroom.
No, it was, okay, the first, I signed up in one location on the Upper East Side, and I got on their mailing list because I bought some books there. And, you know, in the little bookstore I signed up, they ask you for all your information. So I started getting massive amounts of mail, which was cool. And then I went to the class, and then when I signed up for a couple of classes, and then I stopped going for a while because there was just so much information I just wanted to process.
Right.
And they kept calling me, when are you coming back to class? And then a couple of people that I met in the classes who were like higher up in the Scientology were like calling me, wanting to hang out all the time, trying to get me to sign up for other classes.
Go hang out with
them.
Yeah,
and maybe you're really hot. Were they guys?
They were girls.
All right. Well, maybe they were hot lesbians.
Maybe it was that one weird place. I mean, look, I'm not going to.
All right, we got to take a break.
Things can happen, but for me, that hasn't happened. So.
I hear you, baby. A lot of different experiences with the Scientology.
Yeah.
All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Carrie Kasem's with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the John and Jeff Show. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. John and Jeff are with us. Nice to see you, fellas.
Hey, Tim.
What's up, Timmy?
What's up with the big show tonight?
Tonight, 20% of all the households have a stay-at-home dad these days.
Wow, is that right? 20%?
20% of these guys are out there, and they're letting the woman bring home the bacon.
Good for them.
Mr. Mom.
Oh, I got to get my wife a $300,000, $400,000 job.
Would you do that?
In a heartbeat. In a heartbeat, yeah. If my wife could earn what I'm earning, and I'd sit at home with the kid all day and all night, I'd do it in a heartbeat. Because I love that kid, man.
Yeah.
I really do love hanging out with my daughter.
A lot of work.
It's
going to
be
huh?
the downfall of me.
It's a lot of work being a...
You know, it's actually not that much work. It's a lot of joy, and the work is minimal. It really is. I mean, she's 2.5, and she now is on YouTube. And with the mouse and clicking on her own shows. She's 2.5 years old.
That's the best.
Is there a filter on that computer?
there will be tomorrow. What's happening on the big show tonight, fellas?
We're going to talk about these stay-at-home dads. And also, couples now have, they're fighting about how much you can spend without telling your spouse how much you've spent. So do you have a limit as to how much you can spend?
No. How much she could spend or I could spend? No.
Both?
No. No, neither one of us have a limit. We spend, we don't go crazy. She shops for her clothes at Target, and I shop for mine at Costco.
So there's no maximum before briefing you or briefing her?
No, I mean, but she wouldn't do that. I mean, she wouldn't go out and spend $5,000 on a jet ski without saying, hey, what do you think? And I wouldn't spend it without asking her.
We're going to talk about that limit that couples have.
Oh, that's a good idea, man.
That they can spend before they tell their spouse.
I'm listening on the way home. It is the John and Jeff Show taking you all the way, a special evening taking you till 4 o'clock tomorrow morning.
What?
These guys are going to stay late.
Well,
just for
you.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, might as well.
Yeah. All right. All right, gang. Tim Conway Show tomorrow right after Like Us on 97.1 Free FM. What do you do now when everybody else rides their bikes? You just swear at them?
I have another bike.
Oh, you have another bike. Oh, okay. All right. All right. Well, I didn't know. I mean, everybody else was tooling around, and he's like, GD.